You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
In Springfield Misconnections. If you don't know what this is, we thought this went away.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because if you don't know someone's name, you can't stalk them. You can't go on social media. You can't case net them. You can't. But if you see somebody you're attracted to or you're trying to find in public, or maybe you're at some random tourist attraction in Branson, mm-hmm. and you're like, I saw a beautiful blue hair at the IHOP in Branson.
Yeah, be
you were
specific.
Around 82 years old. I'm looking for a sugar mama. So that's what we're trying to do here is help people find love with Springfield Misconnections.
Right. And speaking of Branson, if you don't have plans tonight, like if you don't plan on watching the Cardinals game,
there's, I do.
Yeah, well, you won't respond back to this, but there's a woman that has a Larry's Country Diner ticket, okay? Older woman.
Larry's Country Diner
in Branson. Yeah. Older woman has extra ticket for Larry's Country Diner show at Clay Cooper Theater for Wednesday night.
Right.
Tonight. You guys, tonight.
Nice.
If interested, let her know. So if you want to go to Larry's Country Diner tonight with
this older woman,
hit her up on Misconnection.
This isn't a misconnection. She just wants a date to Larry's Diner.
But she's looking for a date still.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Okay, it's not a true misconnection.
It isn't.
But I wanted to give her a chance.
Like, she should put this on, like, the wanted section.
A wanted ad in a newspaper?
Isn't there on Craigslist. There's, like, different categories.
So she put it in the wrong area.
I believe so.
Well, I hope she finds a date tonight.
I do, too. Sounds like a wonderful time.
I know. That'd be fun, right?
At Larry's Diner. Did you have to make that noise afterwards? Like, you were eating a slice of pie? Mm.
Yes, I did. So this was at the Sam's in Joplin, okay? Looking for the girl in the cutoff blue jean shorts in Sam's Club on Monday.
Yep.
This is something, side note, this is something I'm starting to see a lot, is people are looking for people with cutoff blue jean shorts a lot. Okay?
I've noticed that on Craigslist. It's still really nice out, and it's nicer weather, so.
Yeah. So
they do attract.
They do. They sure do. Mm-hmm. Blue jean shorts in Sam's Club on Monday in Joplin. I was looking at the TVs and you kept looking at me and I was trying to play it cool. So if you were that person that kept looking at this guy that was trying to play cool, he's looking for you. Okay. At the Sam's in
Joplin.
There's
a lot of people looking for her if she's wearing cutoff jeans.
You think?
She does. I mean... She's attractive wearing cutoff jeans. I bet there's a lot of people that she ran into in Sam's Club at Joplin that's looking for her. This person actually went on Craigslist Misconnections.
Exactly. You know, when I was single, I always wanted to meet someone organically in a grocery store. Like a meet cute where your carts run into each other and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then you get started a conversation.
You know
I watched
what?
Too many rom-coms.
You watch way too many romantic comedy. Oh. That's the problem. People think this is actually going to happen, and it doesn't.
I know.
It's some guy that's creeping on some girl who's cut off denims in the TV section at Sam's Club.
Well, there's someone in Nixa that is looking, needing something new. So it says, new to town and in need of something new. Any ladies willing to show me the town or more, hit me up, please. Show me what this new town has to offer.
Now,
in Nixa.
Before I say this, what I'm going to say, I absolutely love Nixa. As a matter of fact, I'm close to Nixa. So I go to the Nixa Walmart. I go to a lot of businesses in Nixa.
Right.
However, do you need someone to chauffeur you around the town of Nixa?
You sure don't.
Okay. I mean, but that just goes to show that he's not looking for anyone in particular. He's just looking for someone in Nixa to be like the town mayor to give him a private tour.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he should branch out to Ozark and Springfield, but... There's
I mean, once again, let me just reiterate how much I love Nixa. I love going to Nixa Hardware and getting their popcorn. That's so fun. Stopping
That's why
and get
you go
barbecue.
To the hardware store.
Well, they have popcorn there. I may as well.
Oh, my gosh.
While I'm there, right?
Oh, man.
Smells delicious. I feel like there's going to be a movie in the back corner by the Weed Eaters.
There should. Or they should just play episodes of Home Improvement.
Yeah. See? I love when you dream with me, Chelsea.
Okay.
This is fun. All right, Craigslist Misconnections, trying to find love in the 417.
All right, someone from Jefferson City is looking for Ed. She's they're trying to locate a special friend who lives in Jefferson City. We used to hook up every so often for some fun. I sure miss those times. If you see this, I hope you get in touch. So they used to hook up, but they don't.
So this person is from
looking for Ed, Jefferson City.
So Ed is from Jefferson City, but we don't know if Ed lives here. Because it could be from Jeff City, but right. lives here in Springfield or frequents Springfield.
Right. Ed could be anywhere.
Okay.
Ed, if you're listening, someone wants to have fun with you.
And ma'am, might I suggest if you don't find Ed from Jeff City, hit up the guy from Nixon. Give him a tour.
Oh, yeah.
Who has some popcorn?
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.